Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsideCubed.com.
Hey, welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful that you guys have made the decision to hang out with us this afternoon as you wind your way home from a Wednesday afternoon at the office or at work or wherever you are. And don't get too impatient because of all the traffic on the highway. If you want to catch up with all of our business podcasts, you can do that. All you have to do is check out Insight on Business, the News Hour podcast. And all 930, 40, and I lose track of those podcasts, will be there. They're not necessarily the news, but they are business interviews. And today, our small business spotlight shines on Gloria Olson. She is the proprietor of a business in Windsor Heights. It's called Glorious Desserts. Gloria, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you, Michael. Happy to be here.
Yeah, this is, yeah, I love the name. Obviously, I mean, we were just talking about it before you stepped in here. And, you know, Gloria, also Glorious Desserts. I mean, it all works, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. How'd you do that?
What's more glorious than cakes?
Yeah. How long have you been gloriously building cakes?
16 years.
Wow.
Long enough to have learned everything I need to know.
Yeah. Tell us a couple of things that you need to know. this is artistry, because I've seen some of the work that you've done. It's very beautiful. Wedding cakes are just amazing. You do special cakes for special occasions. So I checked out all of this stuff, and I'm really impressed. How in the world did you get started with all of this?
Well, the artistry part, it is where cakes are at now. More people on a national, international scene start out as real artists, as opposed to starting out as pastry chefs. So because of the influence of television and all of the popular cake shows with all of our...
Well, there's a bunch of them, aren't there?
More than I could name.
Our daughter watches them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people that just do fascinating, fascinating things. But, I mean, the Duff Goldman that does his cakes, I mean, he was a graffiti artist. That's how he started. And then cakes just fell in his lap and the artistry... that's right.
So where were you? Were you a baker first or were you an artist first?
Well, neither. I was...
I just bought a pan and put some stuff together. Boom.
All of my money for education went into music.
Really?
That's my formal training. Yes. Oh, I was fortunate to have been choral director at Valley High School for several years. And I do still have a private voice studio. And I also teach... diction at Drake University in the music department.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my formal training. That's where all the money went.
Mm-hmm.
To get that far, I started the cake business when I was no longer, I had resigned my position at Valley High School. And I am unfortunately a workaholic. And I know I needed more to do. And I started doing the cake thing, realizing that the artistry that I had as from when I was a kid, from in high school, I could draw well, that transferred directly into frosting very easily.
Ah, yeah.
And I then, through the magic of the internet, found cake people who were absolute artists and experts in their field, and called them and said, can I come and hang with you for a week? Pick your brain. Watch what you do.
So the apprentice was out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's the only way to go. I still do it.
You still go to other...
Yes. This past past June, I went to the French Pastry Institute in Chicago for a week and took classes. Everybody...
You're never through learning.
Oh. And the minute you think that you are, you're sorry.
Right.
Because someone else knows something more interesting than what you ever could have come up with.
I'm intrigued about the voice coach thing because I went through some of those classes when I was in college because for broadcasting and communications and diction and those types of things. And, and those are such key lifelong things to stay with because people do, if they hear you, they do make up their mind with regard to how you utilize words.
Absolutely. Not only do you need to be articulate as a small business owner,
sure.
But opportunities like this come up where you can't be someone who mumbles your words.
That's right. That's right.
People need to understand you clearly.
So on the cake business that you have, I think this is – what trends are you seeing out there? For example, in the wedding cake business, what are people asking for? They're asking for original designs. Or colors a big thing? Do they want black wedding cakes in vogue? I have no idea.
They were, but luckily for only a short time. everything that I do is custom made.
Okay.
Mostly still white, but we also do ivory. Color on the bold level, neon green,
really?
Orange, hot pink. Well, that was a phase for a while. That was a 90s thing. Late 90s, early 2000s. It's past. We're back to soft colors, romantic.
Oh, very nice.
Involving florals, hydrangeas, and roses. So things are having a little bit more of a vintage feel again. Hmm. Even though we do a lot of buttercream cakes, we also get into doing many, many fondant cakes. Fondant is where it's made with sugar. It has a very flat, matte finish to it.
Oh, you mean the icing?
The icing, okay. Correct, yes. We're allowed to do more things with fondant as far as making things look more modern, more whimsical. So anyone who wants things to have kind of a personal twist to it, we'll have some embellishments in the fondant.
Hmm, interesting. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about non-wedding cakes, mm-hmm. I mean, I would suspect that weddings would be, is that your biggest slice of the pie when you take a look at your business?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Weddings are what I love to do the most. Weddings are what I've been able to focus on. My clients who order birthday cakes, baptism cakes, graduation cakes, tend to be my former bridal clients.
Of course, yeah.
Thing leads to the next, and, you know, 15 years later, I'm doing the same.
You're still doing stuff.
The same kids' graduation cakes. Yeah, absolutely.
How fun. Have you ever had to tell a bride, no, this, no, that design, no, we're not going to do that?
Of course.
See, ladies and gentlemen, look, I love this. The customer is not always right.
Well, the customer is not always well informed
I
with
see.
What is real and what is on the internet.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, sure. You know, most of the cakes that appear on lovely sites like Pinterest are oftentimes fake cakes. They're made out of styrofoam with real icing. On those cakes, you don't have to deal too much with gravity because the styrofoam is going to be able to support as high as or as narrow as you need to be. In reality, your cakes do have an element of gravity involved.
I'm sure.
And if you aren't very careful, it can win.
Yeah. So sometimes the architecture in the cake is just not doable.
The architecture and sometimes the color.
Hmm.
Things like navy blue, things that are black, things, you know, that are that dark. That much dye is going to alter the taste. You will taste the dye before you even taste the sugar.
Yeah. I think this is just a fascinating story. And that you started Glorious Desserts out of necessity because you had quit a job and you said, I got to go do something. And you end up doing this in Windsor Heights, as a matter of fact. So how do you market what it is that you do? I always ask our small business spotlight guests, how do people know about you?
Well, I've been doing this a long time, and fortunately for me, wedding cake is something that if I'm doing 6 weddings in a weekend.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's a business, not a hobby.
Okay. My friend Sam Creamer would love you. It's a business, not a hobby.
It is. I can enjoy it as much as I want, but it's still a business.
Yeah, but you get there's some side benefit here, too.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. But on any given Saturday, if I'm doing 6 weddings and at each one there are 200 guests, over 1,000 people are eating my cake every single week throughout
sure.
the the busy wedding season. And so I need to be as accurate, as perfect, and have a product that everyone will enjoy every single week. And because of that, the cake kind of sells itself.
Yeah, I would imagine.
If it's good.
If it's good.
That's right.
If it's bad,
I'll hope that I err on the other side.
There you go. All right. Well, you mentioned something during the wedding season. So things tend to be seasonal. I suspect that must be May through July, something like that?
Oh, no.
No.
It's the 1st of April through the end of November.
Really? That's the wedding season?
That's the Iowa wedding season, yes.
Oh, so mm-hmm. we've multiple June brides.
My goodness, yes.
Okay. Well, so if we have that carved out from April to November, mm-hmm. what do you get to do November to April?
A lot of birthday cakes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And that is the time when I am able to meet with all of my brides.
Oh, sure, because the planning process
Oh, yes. Every bride comes, obviously, if they have booked my services, they're going to meet with me, but also people who are prospective clients. Brides will go meet with four different cake people.
So they shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are they looking for price or quality?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I would like to think that my product is of high quality at a fair price. I think that, as in everything, you get what you pay for. And in general, the cake people in Des Moines area are all right in the same ballpark of price.
Sure.
So ultimately, I think that people go with the product that they feel is going to be delivered as ordered. And they need to enjoy the person they're working with.
Yeah, and that means so very much, because it's like everything else, it's relationship selling.
That's right.
At the end of the day, I mean, you know, they could have a cake made almost anywhere.
Absolutely.
But as far as competition, now mm-hmm. there's a lot of big companies out there that mm-hmm. make cakes.
Certainly.
All right. How do cakes from Glorious Dessert, how are they different in taste, texture, and quality than something produced at a large bakery somewhere?
Everything that we do is handmade. It's handmade by me.
So you know. Huh?
That's right. I may have hired people to shred the carrots, but all of the batter is mixed by me. Everything that goes into the oven.
Wow.
It's a matter of personal attention to every product that we put out.
Very nice. And yeah, you can't get that on a conveyor belt.
No, not really. And our cakes are very moist. People like that. And they're different flavors. Every cake person, even though we all make vanilla cake, we all make almond cake, we all make chocolate cake, every cake person's cake will taste different.
Slightly different, I'm sure.
Absolutely. The texture, the recipe is different. The texture is different. The flavor, everything.
Mm-hmm. I think this is fun. Thank you so much. Gloria Olson is her name. How do people find you, Gloria?
Great. I have a website, www.gloriousdesserts.com, or email, info@gloriousdesserts.com.
So your name is info, huh?
My name can be. I will answer to nearly anything.
as long as
it's about cake.
I got it. Mm-hmm. All right. We will have links to all of those on our podcast page. Gloria, thanks so very much for coming by. And I love it that we got to meet each other. And I also triple love it that you're a resident of the village of Windsor Heights.
It's a great place to live.
It is a great place to live. Thanks so very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Gloria from Glorious Desserts, ladies and gentlemen. We will have all that information on the podcast page. We're going to slide aside. We've got to take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. It wasn't a bad day. It wasn't a good day either. Oil. Blame oil. That and the Iowa 25, along with the commodity news. All that's ahead of our time with our friend. Her name is Karen Miller from Manpower. We're talking about the labor issue here in the Des Moines Metro. All kinds of stuff yet to come on the Business News Hour. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar.